Hi, this is Eden Miller. Today we have Shelby Howell here with us talking about honeybees. Thank you for coming, Shelby. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for asking me.
So Shelby, give me a little bit of background about yourself and then we'll go into the bees.
So I am the extension technician at the University of Florida's Honeybee Research and Extension Laboratory. So I work hands-on with honeybees and with beekeepers and consumers to talk about the beekeeping industry.
That's fascinating. I actually am scared of bees, but I love honey. So how did you get into your love for bees and your involvement in them?
So I have no background in the beekeeping industry, and I was actually in a University of Florida class, and Miss Becky Rollerson said, this is a great opportunity and I think you'd be great at it, so I think you should apply at the bee lab. And I didn't really know anything, but I just went for it because I really like extension, and I have learned all about the science of bees since then and about the beekeeping industry and how beekeepers make a profit in making honey and things like that. So it's really been a learning experience.
So at the extension location, do you actually get to work with the bees hands-on most days?
Yes. So we have about 30 hives in the back of our lab. And at offsite locations, we have about another 100 hives. So we have a ton of bees currently. And I typically give tours and set up extension events and bring people in and show them how our facility works. Teach them about land-grant universities and how we meet all three requirements of land-grant. So we do research, extension, and then we also teach classes on beekeeping as well. And then I do hive demos and show people how to work their hives and teach people about bees that way. So we get a lot of hands-on experience in with the bees.
That's really exciting. I'm wondering what your favorite part of your job at the extension office is.
So my favorite job of being in the extension office is kind of being the go-between between scientists and consumers. And I really love the fact that we can produce the research and the data right here in our lab. And then I can take that and put it into user-friendly terms and then go out and talk to the beekeepers and say, this is the best management practice that we just came out with and you need to be doing this in your hives.
Well, we appreciate all your work with that. We really do. I know my mom does. She loves honey. I'm also wondering what, since I'm not involved in directly in the honeybee industry, what is the main or the largest issue that you all are dealing with right now in your industry?
So there's a couple of things going on in the industry right now, and one of them is the main issue is actually called the varroa mite. The varroa destructor is its scientific name, and it is a pest related directly to the honeybee that it sort of attaches itself to the honeybee, and it eats the fat bodies off of it. So it gets nutrition directly from the bee, and it removes some of the bee's nutrition. And by taking out this fat from the bee, it weakens the state of the bee, and it allows other viruses and other parasites to come in and take over the colony. So while the varroa itself is not very dangerous, it weakens the colony and weakens the individual bees enough for other parasites and viruses to come in and eventually kill the entire hive. So it's also very hard to get rid of. And so right now as a lab, we're working mostly on one, breeding varroa, because it's very hard to keep them alive in a lab, and we need live varroa in order to study them. And two, once we can keep them alive in the lab, we're working on ways to get rid of them and to fight them in the hives for commercial beekeepers and hobbyist beekeepers.
That's fascinating. I'm curious if you have actually ever seen them in a hive affecting the colony.
Yes, so pretty much every hive in America at this point has varroa in it. It just kind of depends on how many you have. And once the ratio gets to 3 mites per 100 bees, that's when you have a problem. So almost every hive that we have has a few varroa in them. It just gets dangerous when you have a lot of varroa.
And do you all do any work with social media? Because I know in my involvements outside of school and work, we have a lot of social media presence, and that's how we best reach consumers. So I'm wondering how you all relate to consumers in that aspect.
Exactly. And that that's our number one way to relate to the consumers and to get a message across on a broad scale is the second we have, you know, a scientific breakthrough or something big happen in the lab, the first thing we do is post it on social media. We write blog posts. We do, we create EDIS documents. We do live recordings of our researchers out in the hives giving a hands-on demonstrations through Facebook Live and things like that. So we use social media on a daily basis to reach all of the beekeepers in the world.
That's awesome. It's definitely a great tool for agriculturalists and scientists everywhere. We appreciate your time and your expertise on honeybees and your industry. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.